Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
An 11-year-old girl who arrived at Logan Airport from Panama 2 days ago remains in detention at the airport this morning, along with her 20-year-old sister. Both of them spent some time yesterday in an emergency room. Relatives say the sisters have broken no laws and can't understand why they were stopped. WBUR's Fred Tice has the story.
The girl and her 20-year-old sister were coming to visit their mother, Otilia Gomez Lopez, in Lowell. The authorities did not let them through because supposedly they were coming to stay, but they're only coming for 2 months, no more, Gomez Lopez said at Logan Airport yesterday. She says her daughters had planned to stay in this country only until May 30th. They were traveling on Spanish passports, as they and their parents are Spanish citizens. As such, they do not require visas to stay in the U.S. for up to 2 months. Gomez speculates that her daughters may have been detained because they had school documents with them. She has applied for permanent residence for herself and for her younger daughter, and she wanted to have the required documents to apply for school for her daughter once their papers came through. The plan, she says, was for her daughters to come for a visit and then return to Colombia until the youngest daughter's green card came through. They bullied the girls with questions, she said. They came and told me the girls told them they were not coming for a visit, but the oldest one was coming to clean with my husband because he works in a cleaning business, and the little one was coming to study, and I knew it wasn't like that because they're here on vacation. Gomez spoke to Customs and Border Patrol Wednesday night when the dog traveling with the girls was allowed through, but not the girls. She says she went home heartbroken. She says the girls are not terrorists. The 11-year-old and her big sister traveled from Colombia, where their grandmother lives, through Panama. They told their mother on the phone yesterday morning that they were about to be put on a plane back to Panama when the youngest one had stomach pains and was taken to the emergency room at Massachusetts General Hospital. Attorney Heather Yance says she's concerned with the tactics used by Border Patrol agents.
Our concern is not that Customs and Border Protection doesn't have a right to question an individual entering the country, but here we have an 11-year-old child who was held for hours overnight, developed severe stomach pains, and had to be taken to Massachusetts General Hospital.
There, their mother was able to see them for the first time, but when the youngest girl was released from Massachusetts General, she and her big sister were brought back into custody at Logan. Customs and Border Protection, citing privacy laws, won't say why it's holding the girl and her big sister or whether they're on a flight to Panama later this morning. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.